And we are recording.
Yay!
Yes, Brew Walls Running podcast.
If you think you're not a runner, think again. In here, everyone's a runner. You may not always be putting one foot in front of the other, but trust me, you are running something. I'm your host, Ruel. Welcome.
There was a dream, a million miles away. There was fire in the sky, like every single day. All these bits and pieces to construct a song. Get your mind blown, look into the
Hello, everybody. You know what? Audible is offering our listeners a free audiobook of your choice and a free 30-day trial membership. Just go to, are you ready? audibletrial.com/ruelsrunning and choose from over 180,000 audio programs. Download a title free and start listening. It's that easy. Go to audibletrial.com/ruelsrunning. That's again audibletrial.com/ruelsrunning and get started today. Amazon.com. What's to say about Amazon? You know, I won't be surprised if more and more stuff that I shop for, buy, and get shipped to my home comes from Amazon. It's just a reality, right? And if this is your reality, go to ruelsrunning.com, click through to the Amazon banner to get to Amazon. Why am I asking you to do so? Well, it is a no-cost-to-you way, if you like listening to Ruel's Running Podcast, it is a way that you can help the show out without spending more than you've already spent while shopping at the good folks at Amazon.com. So help us out. Go to ruelsrunning.com, click through to the Amazon.com site, and shop, connect, and enjoy. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
Hey, good, thank you, Ruel. How are you?
It's good to be back.
Hey, it certainly is.
And I am well, and I do still have coffee with me. I always have coffee with me.
Oh, dude, my coffee cup is cold. That's a, sludge. yum.
It's funny how we spend so much time around the coffee.
Coffee is so good, though.
It's a vitamin, isn't it? It's antioxidants or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's one of the seven vital ingredients. I did some research, and I found that food groups are broken into two very basic groups.
Okay.
Chocolate and non-chocolate. Mm. Those are each broken down further into caffeinated and non-caffeinated. You should have one of each at each meal. Hang on, what dietary advice was that?
It'll mean something to somebody.
Yeah, that's right. Somebody, yeah, there we go. The new diet as proposed by Ruel and Mark.
Oh, I mean, speaking of
caffeine, I can see studies written on it now.
Well, speaking of caffeine, I wonder, you know, and chocolate, the most chocolate I ever get comes from the 100% unsweetened cocoa powder that I have in my kitchen.
Oh, that's so good. Yeah, I use that often. Oh, hang on. Sorry, I'm just about to be in mid-flow in my climbing bag downstairs. On the wooden rack is my climbing bag. In my climbing bag is my chalk.
Okay.
Sorry about that, buddy.
We're good.
Yeah, my kids are getting, family's going down to Hamilton, and Tali wants my climbing chalk. Okay. So where were we? Chocolate
and 100% unsweetened
cocoa. Yeah, I mix that with melted coconut oil and put on my frozen berries or the occasional ice cream that I have, and that's so good.
When I have that need for a change of flavor, I'll get some of that and I'll put it with berries and cream and whatnot. But you know,
yogurt and cinnamon.
But I don't often think caffeine when I'm getting into that cocoa powder. Do you think there's caffeine in that stuff?
I don't know.
Because I think magnesium and or some other benefits in there, but the last thing I think about is caffeine when I get
yeah.
rid of that stuff.
The important thing is to avoid Dutch processed cocoa. Or maybe not avoid it, but if you get the Dutch processed stuff, which is generally a less bitter taste, They treat it with alkali, and it takes out a lot of the good stuff that you're often looking for in that 100% anyway.
So there's a person named Dutch who's processing chocolate.
And he's taking out all the good stuff. It's named after the nation rather than a person.
Oh, that's why. Oh, I was about to get on Dutch's case about that.
Yeah. So it is important, I believe, in cooking. There are certain times you want a Dutch process and certain times you don't, and it'll affect the way things cook. So, okay. The cocoa I use is not Dutch processed.
Okay, that's good to know. I'll keep an eye out. But that's going to be interesting. I'll have to do more digging every time I buy my chocolate now.
Yep. So look for Dutch processed or alkali processed chocolate. That's the stuff to avoid.
Okay. Speaking of cooking, got a question.
Okay, what's your question?
How can runners improve their core strength?
Alrighty. So that bacon we were discussing. Okay.
Yeah. Exactly.
when you're running, the core strength is important because it provides a whole lot of support. A lot of people think about running that it's only your legs. Well, it's not, because your legs are only the thing that moves you forward. You've got a whole lot of stuff holding you upright. There's a lot of muscles that are providing form. You run uphill and you'll engage a whole lot of different set of muscles than other things. I guess one of the things with running is that running is the ideal thing for building up strength. But if you want to increase your core strength for other things, look to doing other sports. So don't just limit your sport to one thing.
Hey, folks, if you've been listening to the podcast for quite a while, you know that I recommend Pure Vitamin Club's Daily Multicap. Why? Well, first of all, they contain 13 essential vitamins plus 11 key minerals. And the Daily Multicaps do not contain fillers, added ingredients whatsoever. So that's a big, big, big plus for me. Secondly, they're not expensive. Right, they're not like these commercial brands that you find off the shelves at your local store, which may contain at least 50% fillers. And I don't want any of that stuff. Stuff like silica, also known as sand, or talc, or cornstarch, rice powder, etc. I don't want any of that stuff. Pure Vitamin Club's Daily Multicap has none, and that's a really good thing. But as I was saying, there's many reasons why I recommend it and why I love it. And another reason is that they are highly affordable. On the 90-day plan, your monthly cost is just $10 a month, including shipping. And there is a 100% money-back guarantee. If you are not satisfied, just let the good folks at Pure Vitamin Club know, and they'll refund the entire purchase price, including shipping and handling. If that sounds good to you, sounds good to me, why not give them a try? You won't regret it. Check them out. Thank you very much.
Who's a good example? I've got one of his books here, Ultra Marathon Man. Let's call him Dean Kanazis, because that's his name. Dean Kanazis, yeah. So you look at him, and you look at other long-distance runners, and generally a long-distance runner is this slim, slight thing that is basically a set of legs, you know? But Dean says, hey, look, I'm interested in doing other things than just running, and so I deliberately make sure that I can do that. So he goes windsurfing, he goes climbing, he goes cycling. He uses other muscles than just running muscles. So your core strength, I assume you're talking about the combination of your lower sort of abdomen, your abdominal muscles and back muscles, of which, to be honest, I'm no great expert on. But
me neither. But I know we have core.
Yeah, and I know that probably the best exercise that I've ever come across for building core strength is kayaking. And I'm not just talking puddling around the bays and a little sit on top and mucking around. I'm talking seriously covering distance, getting a decent sweat up, working hard with good technique. because when you paddle with good technique on the kayak, it engages all your core muscles. You have to sit upright, and you're actually developing all the power is being developed through your core, transferred through your arms to move the boat. And then that's added. There's actually some work in your legs as well. So kayaking is a really good exercise for building core strength. Weight training as well. Go and do some press ups, some sit ups, do some pull ups. Those sort of things are really helpful. Swimming, yeah, my daughter just said go swimming, which would definitely help. Be like windsurfing, go windsurfing. Uh-huh. Go rock climbing. Any of those things will help begin to develop other core strength.
Surfing, stand up paddleboard.
Oh, stand up paddleboarding would be fantastic for it. Yeah, surfing, yes, but stand up paddleboarding is when you do it. I mean, even as a kayaker, I'm sitting there going far out. It's just, you know, all the twist is coming through your torso, and I can't think of many better ways to do it actually. So stand up paddleboarding, I think I might put before kayaking.
Yeah, speaking of surfing and. The Laird Hamilton, does that name ring a bell?
Yep. Yes. Know who he is?
The American big wave surfer.
He's a legend, that guy. All-round waterman. If your listeners don't know who Laird Hamilton is, yeah. Go and Google him and watch some stuff. He is just a wild man. Just he's what they call a waterman. So he covers a billion different water sports. Has got one of the best rides out at a wave called Chopu, which is the thickest wave surfed ever in the entire world, and the thing is just frightening.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, I can only imagine he's got, like, phenomenal core strength to be able to, you know, be on that board, being barreling down a gigantic wave.
Yep, you look at the guy, and I swear he's got no neck. He is solid, and just powerful and strong. And okay, he might not be able to run a marathon in under 3 hours, but it's a moot point because he could paddle his board that far. you know, he's just, yeah, yes, most definitely. Yeah, you look at those top surfers, the big wave surfers, and you know, they're top athletes.
Yeah.
Somebody described surfing as 2.5 hours of running a marathon with the occasional sprint every 30 seconds.
Oh, God.
Which is probably about right. Yeah. I've done enough surfing. I like surfing. It's good fun.
I heard Laird, he does this thing where he jumps on top, right on top of a yoga ball, and he keeps himself balanced.
Yeah, I've seen it. It's epic.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to find that and link to it.
Yeah,
there you go. Balance and core strength, hand in hand. I guess if you wanna stay upright.
Yeah, actually, balancing games is really good because that. So, like, we had a previous discussion about running barefoot and minimalist, that will improve your balance. And doing balancing games is really useful because it engages all those balancing muscles, which are what make up your core. Running off-road will do that because you're now having to adjust your stride, you're having to adjust where you place your feet. And sort of mixing it up. Go and play on a jungle gym. Maybe do some parkour. All those things are good.
Oh yeah, parkour.
Yeah,
yeah. One of the ways that I work on my core strength is by carrying a child or two kids.
And, that will do.
So, and then running across a parking lot.
Oh, nice. Okay, so both you and I have got children that we can lend out to people for doing that if they want to do that. There's a small fee involved, but we can arrange that.
We're going to have to set up the website. How to rent my child for
rent my
core
child.
Exercise.
Core strength training.
Thanks, Mark. This has been fun.
Hey, you're most welcome. Okay.
All right.
We'll catch you soon.
Yeah, catch you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. If you, a friend, or somebody that you overheard say at a coffee shop, man, I am looking for a top-notch website hosting service with incredible support, right? If you know somebody or heard of somebody, let them know that there's this place called Bluehost. They offer top-notch website hosting, incredible support. All they have to do is go to ruelsrunning.com, click on the Bluehost banner to click through, and see what they got to offer. And it's a website service that I use for the site. I'm happy with them, and I'm sure that if you or people you know get on it, that you'll find out for yourselves that, yep, they are top-notch and have excellent service. Thank you. Hey friends, be sure to check out other episodes of Ruel's Running Podcast on iTunes, and while there, please rate, review, and subscribe. Follow me on Twitter at RU_EL and like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Ruel's Running. Thanks.